Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our integration call for the Conception Vessel Meridian. As we head into today's session, I'll invite you, as we often do, to find a nice, quiet, cozy place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for your session. I was just saying before I started the recording that I missed you guys last week. It was birthday weekend for me on the weekend, and I originally was supposed to be in a birth retreat seminar last week that ended up not going. They didn't have enough people to make it a go, so they rescheduled it to next year. So that's why we were off last week. I thought I was going to be away at a retreat, so I didn't actually get to go anywhere or do anything particularly fancy in the end, but I had family come up on the weekend and we spent some time together, so that's how that rolled out. You too. Happy birthday to you too. And as we get going for today's session, as you settle on in, making any micro adjustments that you need to get comfy and cozy, I'm going to invite you all to begin here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in. To drink in life. To receive. And every exhale, an opportunity to release. To let go. To make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink deeper into that cushion below you. And every breath, an opportunity to rest and recess as you sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. If there's any part of that that feels pleasant, to the very least neutral, taking a moment to savor that, to drink that in, and receive it for the nourishment that it very well may be. Then I'm going to invite you to do a little resourcing with me. You can do that outwardly or inwardly, and taking a moment to scan your either external or internal environments, looking in all directions until your gaze lands on something in particular that's pleasant, to the very least neutral. And when you have landed there, noticing what it is you like the most about this place that you're noticing. It might be the shape, the size, maybe it's the color, or the way that the light and the shadow play together. Whatever it is, taking a moment to breathe with that and be with that. And as you drink that all in, noticing what the impact is. What is this like inside of you to be with this? And if you're already internal, just noticing what the impact is of being with this part of you that's inside of you that feels good to be with. Perhaps noticing how the other parts of the body responds. And continuing to savor and drink in anything else that feels good here. Hmm. Thank you for being here. And thank you for being you. Oh my gosh, thank you. Such a delight to get to be here with you all in these ways. And I really am so grateful to all that's gone into this opportunity to gather in these ways together. So thank you to the villages that are in your lives that orchestrate the capacity for you to be here. And thank you to your families, your ancestors, your lineage. The deepest of thank yous to those that have caretaken and stewarded these lands. May we continue to support all that's come before us and find good ways to live in this land and with each other. Blessings on your journey today. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. As you settle on into the first part of today's work, invitation to again make any little adjustments in the body, settling in and continuing once in a while to do that. At any point in time, if we're working together, the information becomes a little too heavy, or the processing of that becomes a little too heavy or triggering, or there's something that just doesn't feel like it's doable, as always, just taking time to be with that resource that you found at the beginning. That's what it's here for. And as we start off with, we're going to start off with lymphatic drainage. Clearing out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. And there's the dog on cue. And we're doing that for the entire conception vessel meridian. I'm just going to close that door now that he knocked it open. It's still sundress season here, you guys. The weather here is fabulous. I don't know about everywhere else, but we're having highs of 27 and 28 this week. I'm not mad about it at all. Okay, back to lymphatic circulation. And as we clear out that lymph through this midline of the conception vessel meridian, I actually see this also going just to... Now that the conception vessel meridian or any of the meridians per se have exact containers, they're more diffuse energy fields. But if you can imagine the back of it and the space between the back of the conception vessel meridian and the front of the governing vessel meridian, and again, it's not super clean cut in that way in actuality, there's a blurring of the edges. In the midline of that, in the very core of the body, rests a few energy fields, but the one that I'm working with right now is the consciousness of trust. Trust hangs out in our midline. So as we clear this out, we're also clearing out any bits of toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, that are in general in the way or in the space between the two, conception and governing. Essentially anything that's being a bit of a pesky block, a pesky blockage. And then we're linking that into house number six, house of practicality, and house of being in service to ourselves, to our bodies, to our minds. And as we work with this, doing an emotional release here of sadness from the house's associated meridian and organ, which is that of the small intestine, works with intellect, discernment, awareness. And as we clean that out here, it's almost as if the distrust has set us up for this sadness to be here. And it's almost like it's impossible to take practical action with that heaviness of the sadness there. Sometimes sadness can feel like a heavy blanket or like a really heavy weighted blanket, but not in a good way. Imagine wearing like a weighted blanket, not when you're at rest, but when you're like trying to do a workout or trying to move or trying to get something done. And in that space between the governing and the conception vessel meridian, we're actually going to head back there now and work with hydration, helping this to absorb water and joy and release any impurities. And as it does so, it also wants to go up to the limbic brain, the emotional brain, and in particular, working with the amygdala complex, although we're working with all of it, all the limbic emotional brain, and running hydration here. Again, taking in that water, that joy, and releasing any impurities that just don't need to be here. And then, as we work with this, know that the amygdala complex that I mentioned that was a particular focus here is the part of our brain that likes to, based on anger, fear, and rage, make decisions and inform us as to how we're going to move forward with something. Do we respond to the situation? Do we overreact from an emotional place or from a place of intellectually programmed belief systems, etc.? And as we work with all of this, cleaning out house here and hydrating here in these ways, running the permissions, it's safe to trust one another. It's safe to trust one another. And again, that's for that space between conception and governing, feminine and masculine, respectively, meridian. And then I see the symbol of a dove and like a person walking with their hands up, an indication of like setting down any need to fight. And there's a permission statement here that's going with this. I'm just finding the words. The words are just simply, we come in peace. We come in peace. And I actually see both conception and governing vessel meridians walking in that way towards each other. And this energy field of peace being extended through the central point of trust, which is meant to, in my personal opinion, unify the two most powerful primary meridians we have for our feminine and masculine natures. Okay, beautiful. And as we work with this, we're going to simultaneously run diaphragm to intestines, diaphragm being that center for control and emotional processing, intestines letting go of all the crap that we just don't need to hang on to anymore. Okay, beautiful. We're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and receive. Breathing however feels right. And in a way, this feels almost like a warm-up to the rest of the session, like we're here in Canada starting our cars before a cold winter day. Okay, and that work that we were doing with the sixth house, I saw like immediately pop into the seventh house as soon as I finished that tempo. And since we're at the seventh house of partnerships and relationships, it's also the house associated with the bladder and the bladder meridian. And here we're working with the tendency to lose each, again, conception and governing vessel meridian stuff is here. To lose self and lose the sense of self as if the conception begins to forget who it is and it begins to look to the governing vessel for information about who it is. And same thing happening with the governing vessel. And if this was people, we might call it trauma bonding or codependency. There's probably a lot of other terms that we could use there. But as we work with this pattern, so to speak, rolling out in these ways, working with a series of permissions. The first is, it's safe to know myself. The second is, it's safe to hold like my space, my ground in a way that's like very distinct from the other. It's safe to hold my own space is the exact words. And then the third is, it's safe to overlap without losing my sense of self. Okay, so we're doing that for the two meridians here. And then we're doing another emotional release of sadness around that theme of losing the sense of self by looking external to something else to define you. And as we release that pattern from the meridians, we're going to also run a Sidri on it. It's going to continue for the next 6 days. That Sidri stands for C, circulation of all the healing resources, including blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help us to heal, in particular, our nervous and our immune system. And then also circulating the balance of yin and yang, of feminine and masculine, and running another round of hydration here. Taking in that water, that joy, releasing any impurities that just don't need to be here. Then we're going to run D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or spring clean. Taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here. What remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization. Getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to other possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Perhaps thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And as this continues for the next 6 days, we're going to also run hydration for the next 6 days on all things limbic brain. And then we're linking the limbic brain now into seventh house, into very particularly though the bladder meridian that runs here or is associated here. And it's going into the bladder meridian's capacity to regulate the nervous system in a very active or yang type of a fashion. So it says the actual action of regulating the nervous system. The kidney meridian also supports that from a different angle. And as we support the bladder meridian in regulation of our limbic brain, of our emotional brain, releasing a series of adhesions between the limbic brain and the cortex, the cortical brain. And the adhesions are storing the consciousness of resistance. Resistance to essentially another level of control above, or in essence, resistance to surrender to that which actually may be really supportive and helpful guidance. Resistance to set down that need to do it your way because you know best. And to surrender to the cortical brain thinking. And as it supportively works in that fashion, in this hierarchy, we're going to do the same thing between the cortex and the heart brain. And this is the thing in between the two is not quite the same as what's in between the limbic and the cortical. What's between the cortical and the heart brain connection, it's just a sense of disconnect. And in the space of that disconnection, there's actually just a little buildup. It's tiny and small, but it's enough of callousness or coldness that's put there out of the need to protect or to keep the heart safe. And it's almost as if the heart could talk, it would say something to the effect of, like, don't mess me up. I'm on my right path. And if I have to deal with you all the time, then I don't know, man. I might get taken off course. And as we support the heart and the head brain in taking down their wall between them, we're actually running the permissions. It's safe to put my guard down. It's safe to put my guard down. Pardon me. It's safe to take my guard down. There we go. It's safe to take my guard down. Subtle change, but nonetheless. And as we work with this, I actually see just this gentle dissolution between the heart's brain and the cortical brain, as well as between the cortical brain and the limbic brain. And there's a sense of cohesion starting to settle in, but it's still just a little bit slower than what it could be. So we're just running a general detox. Nothing specific. But it looks like the toxicity is more on the physical level, so perhaps in the food, the water, the air type of thing. And it looks like it's a little different for everybody. So whether that's heavy metal, lead, pesticide, insecticide, fluoride, arsenic, etc., you get the idea. And as we run this detox, we're linking it into the kidney meridian to supportively detox the system alongside of working with the understanding that the bladder meridian doesn't need to do all of this regulation of the nervous system all on its own, that the kidney meridian, the yin, is here to support this project. And it's also giving the energy of just nourishment for the bladder meridian to do its job even more thoroughly. Okay, beautiful. And as we run that body chemistry, that detox, we also need to run a cellular repair. This is through the family lines. We're going back six generations down mom's side. And it's on an emotional frequency. Interesting, it's to the emotion of joy. So just to clarify up front, this is not the still, calm, healthy, natural joy that's meant to be within us at all times. In fact, may always be here whether or not we're present to it. This is the joy that's pathological, meaning not so helpful. Overexcitement, nostalgia. Sometimes when we have oxytocin flooding our system, that can lead to some interesting types of joy. And sometimes that's actually a really great thing, and other times it might not be so. So as we work with all of that, and for example, just to be clear, the good type of oxytocin is that pair bonding that happens in healthy relationships. And what I mean by the bad oxytocin is when, for instance, you have an orgasm with someone who may not be the healthiest for you. And that pair bonding that happens there for the female brain, more so than the male brain, it's a hormonal-based thing, has an interesting impact. And this comes primarily from my studies with Alison Armstrong. Understandmen.com is her website. And in it, she talks about how, for the most part, men, when they have an orgasm, 30 seconds later to a few minutes, it varies. It actually gets longer as they get older. The oxytocin and the bonding impact from the orgasm leaves the system. And for women, it stays there for up to 3 weeks until they have their next cycle. That changes after menopause. And we actually sort of switch roles a little bit after menopause. It becomes the other way around to a degree. And that may not always be super healthy or helpful. Yeah, so that's what I mean by that distinction, to be quite clear. And as we're sort of working that all out, I'm gonna grab some water. I got distracted with that. And as we come back to sorting this all out, we actually have to simultaneously run a defrag on the concept of relationships being safe. And again, that's connected to primarily that conception governing vessel meridian stuff. And as we run that defrag, much like that sea tree, Taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here, what remains to be readily reorganized, utilized for healing, and all those other bits that are sort of in the way, so to speak. We're going to run a series of things, including, as this is linked into that cellular repair on mom's side, six generations back. Yeah, and as we work with this, that pathological joy piece, we're still working with that too. We're going to simultaneously run another lymphatic drainage here, clearing out again those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. And then as I come back to that pathological joy, as we run this cellular repair, this pattern in the ancestral line is related to, basically, it's the type of joy that gets in the way of your better judgments. And it's the type of joy that's not so grounded. And it's the type of joy that might take you off track to make choices that aren't necessarily in alignment with what you really want. And we're linking that all into house 12, house of releasing, surrendering, allowing, making space, peeling back the layers of who it is you are not. Okay, beautiful. And that's all linking into the solar plexus chakra, center for confidence, center for empowerment. Center for digestion, to metabolize your life, your emotions, your experiences, the events of your world right now. And it looks like the iliopsoas muscle in particular on the left side is getting quite cranky about something related to the solar plexus chakra. So we're actually going to unwind some adhesive tissue through here. And I just hear the iliopsoas go, like, I'm tired of having to hold up low self-esteem and worry. And that worry and low self-esteem are, of course, in that solar plexus chakra. So to support this all, for all the parts, we're going to do an emotional release here. It's actually a type of worry that leads to anxiety and confusion. So as we unhook the anxiety and the confusion layers, we're running the consciousness of, again, restoring that sense of self, similar to the work that we did earlier, but this is independent just for the solar plexus chakra. Running the permissions of, I know who I am. I know who I am. And with this, there's actually a little adhesion between the sacrum and the tailbone that we're also going to unwind. And as that releases, I just see this elongation through the spine, through the legs, inviting the strength and the power of standing in your truth, your dignity, your honor. And as that unhooks and unwinds, I just hear the words, it's safe to be respected here. It's safe to be respected here. Hey, beautiful. And as we work with that, going back up into that space between the limbic brain and the limbic slash emotional brain and the cortical brain that's meant to govern that. And I actually see this as opening up the space between the cortical brain and in particular the amygdala. The amygdala complex can also take in a bit more information and be a bit more informed. When the brain is regulated, the limbic brain takes orders from the cortical brain, no problemo. When the brain is not regulated, big problemos arise. Hopefully you're all good with my playful vocabulary today. As we work with this, I We're actually bringing in the energy of the planet Venus, which brings in that sense of harmony, of grace. Yeah, and as we link in harmony and grace in these connections, it's being defined by the consciousness of loving presence. What if all the parts of your brain didn't have to be adversarial with one another or competitive, but what if they got to be collaborative, cooperative? And what if they got to work in a way that was more teamwork oriented? It takes out the strain of each part trying to do it all on its own, and it restores tensegrity, meaning not one part has to carry the load, but rather that all parts can equally shoulder all the responsibilities to the point where it becomes almost effortless and the weight becomes negligible. It's not even noticeable. And with this, it's linking in that healthy joy now through to the synapses, that space between the axons and the dendrites and the nerves. So our nerves have a, basically, I'll take out the fancy words, a start and an end point, and no two nerve cells ever touch. And then the next nerve has a bit of a space besides the nerve that it's communicating with, and that's where the chemicals, the neurotransmitters, will hop across. And as we work with this space between restoring, again, healthy joy and just smoothing out the capacity for that transition to happen, for those neurotransmitters to be able to jump across with ease. And here we're just basically bringing in the consciousness of serotonin, the happy hormone. And as we work with this, linking and balancing together serotonin and oxytocin. And we're doing it very specifically for the pair bondings that have gone well for you and have been supportive for you in your life. Although arbitrarily, I might say that even those ones that were bad were likely quite informative and healthy for you to progress forward with. And as we work with this, balancing of serotonin and oxytocin, running the permissions, it's safe to feel good with one another. It's safe to feel good with one another. And we're linking that right back into conception and governing vessel meridians. And we're bringing in the season of Libra that we have just started. Actually, it was about a week ago now that Libra season started. And as we bring in the essence of Libra, that's me, hi Libra. And we're also bringing in all that comes with it. So this is that seventh house stuff, the bladder, meridian, nervous system regulation, finding harmony in relationships and partnerships. And we just unhook the related belief system of, I don't want to have to struggle. And as we unhook that from the seventh house, I actually see a fair bit of grief come off of the edges of the lungs and the heart. So the edges of both the external heart and the sort of inside of the lungs where it would meet around that heart space. And as that grief comes off, we need to restore the fire elements. And there's also a release of being burnt out and exhausted from holding relationships together. And we're also unhooking overwhelm related to that all. And underlying that all, there's a pattern of a tendency to collapse from that exhaustion, that fatigue of trying to hold relationship stuff all together. Okay, and as we work with that, it's going into the right side, excuse me. It's going into, in particular, the foundation on the right side, so closer to the hips, that sacrum coccyx is also in the mix here, along with all the glute muscles. And we're unwinding a lot of fear. It's actually a fear of setting down a new foundation or a new way of being in relationships. I just hear the governing and the conception vessels go, I know who I am. There's actually this restoration of confidence. So in a way, this foundation is being able to come from a useful place of knowing self and of confidence and empowerment to move forward from that place to see what unity can come together. Okay, alongside of this, tapping out courtesies to all things, seventh house, bladder meridian, Libra, harmony, relationships, you get the idea. And as we tap out courtesies to that all, simultaneously running the reciprocal of mouth to navel, the capacity to really receive mouth, connection, navel. An invitation to breathe here as we tap this part out, breathing in a way that feels supportive for you right now, however that may be. As we bring that on in, invitation to give it just another few breaths, letting that part balance out just a little bit more. Now we're heading into the back body, into the kidney and the adrenal complex. And there's just an excessive amount of just general like tension, almost as if there's a sense of walking on tiptoes or like poised, not quite walking on eggshells, but like halfway there. So there's just this sort of long-standing chronic tension of being, here's my word, hypervigilance. Ah, thanks for your patience while I talk that out. And as we work with that hypervigilance, that's stored here, that's creating this chronic stress. We need to unhook a bundle of belief systems. And it's around the theme that you're here for the pleasure of others. In other words, that you're some sort of an object of sorts, that you're here for the pleasure or the use of others. And that might have a sexual connotation, but it's also very much working within the non-sexual realms as well. That you're here just to potentially be a servant, to serve others, to please others, to, you get the idea. And there's also this habit pattern that goes with it of the sense of deriving your value from how pleasing you are to others. And that's all stored again with that kidney and that adrenal complex. And it's often what sets the stage for us in speaking up, for raising conflict, for coughing up the truth of what our experience is. And we have a tendency to do that even from ourselves, never mind from other people. And this is where we end up ending up suppressing, repressing information from even ourselves, because it's just such an ingrained habit pattern to do it in these ways. So we're going to start off with a cellular repair for the kidney and the adrenal complex to address that patterning. And then unhooking another bundle of belief systems. I'm only as good as I'm told I am. I'm only as good as I'm told that I am. It's the theme for that. As we unhook that very heavy burden, it feels almost like a 25-pound weight plate coming out of the back body. I'm back at the gym, as you might be able to tell from my gym metaphors and weight references. And as that comes off of the back body, right around that low back area, around the kidneys and the adrenals. Doing one more release of sadness and grief alike from this place in that low back. And as it unwinds through the tissues, it's around this theme of again abandoning yourself in favor of looking external for information about you. And on the other side of the self-abandonment, invitation to call in your energy back from wherever it may have been out there. And as it gets called back into you, linking you back into your very midline, your very core, your very center. And as we work with this, recentering, linking into the navel one more time for that role in centering as well as the role in connection. What if you could be both in connection with others and still maintain your center? Related to that all, unhooking some pieces around social anxiety in that, again, that space between the limbic and the cortical brain. And also unhooking some pieces of low self-esteem around the themes of other people don't like me, I never know what to say or do, and I'm not sure if I fit in here. In essence, there's this absence of belonging. So we're gonna link it into there's a bioenergetic site on your body that relates to belonging, and it's just to the side of the navel. It's almost like if the navel had on a bow tie. It's the wings of the bow tie. Yeah. And as we work with the center of belonging, we're unhooking layer upon layer upon layer of low self-esteem, cleaning out lymphatic circulation here. And as we get to the bottom of that, there's a base layer of physical toxicity. This looks like lead and heavy metals. And as we clean that out from here, we're going to run lymphatic drainage throughout the lymph nodes in the entire abdomen with a particular focus on around the navel region. And there's also a piece in here around how accepted you felt when you were born. And it's actually going right into whoever caught you. So if you were caught by a family member who was maybe even a bit nervous or tired or hesitant or something along those lines, there might not have been the. There may not have been the sense that you were completely welcomed and accepted. And if you were caught after you were born by a medical person, nurse, doctor, whoever it may have been, midwife, doula, there's also the sense of these are not the hands of my family. These are not the hands of where I belong. So it's almost as if right from birth there was this activation of maybe I don't belong in these ways here. That's all in hands, house 10, house of achievement and recognition and outward self-expression, along with career. Running the permissions of I am welcomed here. I am welcomed here. to both repair the birth trauma piece along with the piece around that it created around how it is you feel you can outwardly express who it is you are, and how easy it is for you to recognize your own sense of belonging. And with that, going back to again that space between limbic and cortical brain, running hydration here and linking it into pancreas reflex point to both support its capacity to be fluid, go with the flow, along with a sense of being able to be embraced by the universe. And to take in that sweetness of life here. And then this is all linking into house 12, house of releasing, surrendering. Also house of detoxing as it works with the liver meridian. And it's also the house of peeling back the layers of who it is you are not. And here, working with the understanding that what if all of your interactions with the seeming external people in our world are simply ways that we actually gain information about ourselves? What if everything that happens out there is just meant to be an opportunity for you to recognize the truth of who and what you really are? And what if it's all just shedding light on how it is your patterns of interaction are out there, but also happening internally within your own body minds? And here we're bringing in the planetary energy, not natural to the 12th house, but that of the moon, to bring in the sense of maternal security, along with emotional security. Along with, imagine it's like mom or the healthiest maternal figure you have holding you in this space that it's okay to let go. It's okay to not know. And it's also okay just to be here and not have to figure it out. Basically holding you as you release and let go of any of those old patterns that no longer serve, so you can make space to step into the new that's to come your way. Hey, beauty, and we're tapping here, invitation to breathe and receive. And we're heading into Conception Vessel 17 points. And I just hear the words, all is well, all is well. And as we work with this point, that governs all things nourishing, that governs all things yin, feminine. It's connecting into the very origin of life itself, whatever that is in your personal worldview. And then linking that through to the very hearts, your heart and soul. Then through to the fifth house, which is the house of the heart, heart meridian, for its role in pleasure, creativity, inner child, and joy. And then I see this going into all of those inner parts of you at all those ages and stages of life. That inner daycare, so to speak, And as we offer it that essence of all is well, and the nourishment of conception vessel nourishing nourishment itself, I see all those little pieces and parts of you that may have felt neglected or set aside or abandoned in some way, shape, or form begin to receive the love and the nourishment that they have been craving, as if the heart could transform into your own personal sun, and the rays of that sun reach into every little age and stage of life where that inner daycare may be located throughout your system. And I just hear it on every ray of sunshine, letting all those parts of you know, I'm here. I'm here. And as those little parts begin to know that they're not alone, that they actually have a connection to your deeper sense of self, into that connection to the truth of who and what you really are, truly are, all those parts begin to release little bits of fragments and emotion and any incomplete cycles of response or protection that they wanted to do at those times gets to resolve to whatever degree they're ready to. Beauty. The sun is also the natural planetary energy of all things fifth house. This makes a lot of sense. I also think the sun is very well balanced in both nourishment, as without the sun, nothing really grows so well, and also offering from an energetic standpoint its yang nature of protection, thinking of how protective vitamin D is that we get from the sun, never mind all the nutrients that we get from the sun, from all that it grows, from all that it provides life to. And as we work that energy of nurturing and protection in a way providing healthy balance between all things masculine and feminine, we're linking all of that into the entire conception vessel meridian. I just see it as giving and restoring strength and resiliency, respectively. So giving strength, restoring resiliency throughout the entire length of the conception vessel meridian in a way that doesn't have to be armored, but actually gets to be a little bit more fluid and responsively here, because there's a natural sense of protection now within it. It doesn't need to have the same sort of bracing or defending or armoring that it was carrying before. And some of that armoring happened, it seemed, a lot from the session today around the theme of low self-esteem. And as I got set down, making more room for, again, strength and resiliency here, we're going to link it into the limbic brain, into the emotional brain one more time, looking again at that space more so between the limbic and the cortical brain. And on the left brain, that space between, I have this hair on my nose. Sorry, guys. Yeah, I think it's off now. That space between the cortical and the limbic brain on that left side has a fair amount of weight and tension. Not quite the 25-pound plate that I was seeing in the back body. This is more like a 10-pound plate. This is what happens when I start weightlifting again. I get weight metaphors. And in that space here, it's actually carrying the weight of being trapped within your own thinking processes, trapped by the limits of your own beliefs and your own cognition and your own capacity for critical thinking, however amazing and good that might be. There's still a sense of not being able to get outside of yourself to see what's here. And as that gets named, that tension starts to melt. It's almost as if that weight is melting in a way that, like gold, might get melted down into liquid. And as this liquid gold begins to melt, it actually begins to disperse evenly now throughout the entire system. I see this in part as also releasing the need to have to figure something out. And as that lets go and releases, it reveals underlying that the capacity for spontaneous problem solving, for spontaneous thinking, to have a new perspective, to take a new angle on this. And that's linking into all 5/6 senses. To register the awareness of this new way of thinking, being within the left brain. And linking once again into house 12 for ending, releasing, peeling back the layers of who it is you are not. And all the way through to house number one, house of new beginnings. And right back into the conception vessel meridian again to give it basically permission to move forward out of this old into the new from not just today's work, but from the last 2 months of work. And simultaneously, if we can imagine the conception vessel meridian having just like a little bit of a chip on its shoulder. Because it needed to push through, to get through. And as that releases, that chip on the shoulder gets sent down, underlying that, there's just this capacity to respond and to be able to respond to life without, again, that armoring or having to figure something out, but just being able to provide what the conception vessel meridian naturally does with ease, that of nourishment. In essence, what if nourishment got to be effortless? Invitation to breathe and receive here. As we bring this in for a nice soft landing, I have a song. I invite you to bring your attention to the resource, if that's helpful, or just simply to stay right where you are. And this song, I'm going to shortcut it a fair bit because it's actually a 12-minute song. But I'm going to give us just the last few minutes of it. And I definitely encourage you to check it all out if you would prefer. And the song is called You and I Are Falling, You and I Are Free. It's by Rising Appalachia. And the album title, I love the title, is called The Sails of Self. The Sails of Self. Thank you for calling in this medicine. And thank you for being here and being you. Such a pleasure to get to work with you all in this way. Mwah, mwah, mwah. All the blessings today and this week until we meet again. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Right back at you with gratitude, and you're most welcome to all of your body, minds, and relationships. Have yourselves a beautiful day, week, and if anyone needs any additional support afterwards, please feel free to stick around. I'm just going to stop the recording here.